mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your rushed couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is October 6, 2014.
And this is episode 168.
Yay, we made it.
We did.
I got a hankering to do a Valentine cast, so here we are.
I know. We were a little rushed to try to get set up and everything. And
I blame it on a certain television show, which we will talk about later.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Otherwise, we would have been, you know, getting ready and everything already, but It's all good.
It was a stormy and rainy. It was a mixed weather kind of day today.
Yeah.
We had some hail that covered the ground almost like snow. And it stormed a bit. It rained a bit. And it got up to 70. So I just want to say,
it was a crazy day today.
I just want to say thank you to folks over at Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro. Also to Andrew Allen Trio for allowing us to use their music for our band music. Throughout the show. And also want to say a quick shout out to Core Natural. Those folks over there with the Natural Soap. To use on your body.
And, on your body. I just want to say thanks also to everyone who's here.
Who do we have with us today?
We have in the chat room, we have JB Hannah. We have Zoe, who's crying. We have Marley Page joining us. Hooray.
Hey, hey.
Oh, is it extra time? Oh. We have Teddy D is in the house. Punk Gopher is here. Valentine 497, who's a guest, is here. Willie Buckshot is in the house. Hey, Willie Buckshot. And Zobby.
Yeah, Willie, he just put out a new episode of his show.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Off topic, but since we have kids, we can do this. Is it better to pick her up?
So let me give a quick warning, I guess, to our listeners that may be listening to this on their iPod or from iTunes or on Stitcher. Renee and I, we are a couple from Louisville, Kentucky. We're recent parents of two beautiful twin girls who will be 3 months on Thursday. And our podcast for the past 3-4 years has always been a podcast of our lives. And as with lives, children are a part of that. And as well as that, they are a part of our show. So just fair warning to you all that may care. You may hear some cooing, you may hear some crying, you may hear some burping, and you may hear some brief pauses from myself or Renee, which if it gets too bad, I will edit those out.
Yeah.
And just, give everybody a little idea. But our core listeners and everything else, they've been accepting of that. And I'm waiting for you to kick in so I can.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So we decided to do a show, and I'm glad we managed it. We always go on a day by day basis. So today's the day, and I really wanted to talk to you all because I missed our fans, and I missed our chat room. I missed talking to you all and telling you all what's been going on with the Valentines. So,
So let's go ahead and
let's get into our weekend wrap up.
Renee already, she tried to get me there already.
No,
and
yeah.
I was trying to get my hand on a mouse.
Oh, I forgot. You need hands to do things.
Yeah, I need hands to do. Unless
this
I say,
is gonna be fun.
Oh, I say pod producer. I need a pod producer.
What is it?
All right, here we go. Weekend Wrap-Up.
Maybe we'll plan a little better next time.
Wrap-Up.
Boom.
Is that how you people say it? Yeah.
So we had some, that's awesome. We had some amazing visitors come up.
We did. As promised, Nikki and Clark drove up here from Tennessee, and they came by and visited us and spent the Sunday with us.
So that was so sweet. And they brought us lunch.
They did.
Amazing chili quenos, something like that.
Good food.
It was really good. And refried beans and salad. And it was awesome. Awesome spending time with them.
Yeah, and Clark brought up, I had talked to Clark, and he had some books from his Warhammer 40K. He still does it, but he has gotten a lot of ebooks, and this is an older edition. He had brought up some of his codexes for me so that I could, get my hands a little dirty into the 40K
universe. Thank you.
So I'm looking forward to doing playing some 40K and stuff like that. I have yet to start painting any miniatures or anything, but that is on my list to do hopefully soon. And I'm really excited.
Jay has a new hobby. Boom.
Yeah,
he's been collecting all the books.
Yep,
been excitedly collecting.
Yeah, so a good source that I didn't know of has been Half Price Bookstore. So, Cole Gibson, who is one of our dear close friends, and Adrian, who will be having a son here pretty soon.
I know, I'm excited.
Cole, told me that he picked up some of his codexes at, Half Price Bookstore. So I went by and I filled in some holes that I wanted, like the Dark Angels. I got the Orcs. I got the Black Templar. And I think that was probably it. I think that I got from there. Oh, and I got Castle Season 2, which
we'll be talking about
here soon.
So, just update on the kids. The kids are now cooing, which is super adorable.
And they're holding their heads up like crazy.
They are. They're champs. They're champs.
They are. They
so,
definitely are.
So, just want to give you a little update on the Valen twins.
And we've been doing some pictures, and if you've been on our card list, just be on the lookout. You may be getting some mail here. We have seen landings of mailings landing at people's houses today.
So I'm glad that they got out. So yeah, mail from the Valentine's.
I will say that I did consult Miss Manners on birth announcements.
Yeah.
And Miss Manners said if your children are below the age of 6 months, it is still okay to send a birth announcement.
Because we hit the 3 month mark.
Well,
almost.
Not yet.
Almost 3 months.
Not
and then
yet.
Just nesting them out.
But so we're good. We're good. You know, we weren't the parents that had them ready to ship out. Ready. Just all we need to do is just put the picture in there for their week.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So yeah, and I actually went back to work on Wednesday. It was a work from home situation for a little bit, but it's I'm learning how to balance them and work, so that part is interesting.
And one of the other things that's been going on lately has been Zoe and Maya, for some odd reason, when they're eating, they want to bat the bottle out of their mouth, and it's not cool because it's like sometimes I will use my mouth to hold a bottle so that I can use my other hand real quick to do something. So every time that I try to hold Zoe's bottle with my mouth, she knocks it out and she's going to start fussing. So, because I'm like, I have to get to the next bumper.
I should have thought this through. Sorry, yeah. Jay.
Yeah, I thought we were going to feed him at 7, but it's all good.
Sorry about that. Why didn't you remind me?
Well, I mean, you were busy doing other stuff.
So. I'm busy watching Castle. So I went back to work, and it's okay. And I'm back in the office in a few weeks. That's going to be a new experience, to say the least, right there. So,
yeah, and when Nikki and Clark were up, Nikki got the got to have her hands on the baby. She got the whole baby.
I know. And I just want to reiterate, if you're coming through and if you're close to here, don't get a hotel. Just come stay with us. We have a guest room that it's open until the girls get older and they want separate rooms.
Right.
But, you know, we have a guest room available for you all. So just keep that in mind.
So the next thing, I see I hid my notes. What's the next thing on the notes?
Tech.
Oh, is it? All right, technology. Let's get to it then.
Tech, technology.
And since the last time that we've done the show, there was an announcement of the iPhone. I think we did cover the announcement.
We covered the announcement, but we...
Since then, we have received our iPhone 6s. As you know, Renee and I had iPhone 5s. We skipped every other generation when possible. And we were able to skip generation again, and we got iPhone 6s. We actually got rid of our unlimited data plan as well. And we moved over our accounts to a mobile share plan. It's cheaper, but I'm getting ready to, because they have a deal going now where if you sign up for 15 gigabytes of data, them being AT&T, you actually get 30 gigabytes of data to share across 10 lines.
Oh, gotcha.
So with the potential of my oldest son getting a phone on our account, I want to kind of gear up for that and get ready for that. So we know a few folks that have gotten the iPhone 6s. We got the regular ones. For work, I got the Plus. But the Plus is on back order, so I haven't gotten my Plus yet from work. I'm kind of excited to get it to see how it goes, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, the 6 is a big phone. It's a big phone. I mean, I've already gotten used to the button on the side to lock it. And I've already gotten used to the fingerprint, so it doesn't take long.
Yeah.
But
it's really nice. So 1Password, the apps that I use that are using the Touch ID right now are 1Password, Amazon, and Dropbox.
Yeah, I haven't set any of that up for my apps that. So
Udella said that her and Diddy, they dropped Verizon and went to AT&T. She noticed that they were only using 8 gigs max per month between the two of them. Renee and I, our highest was 7 gigs. And I didn't know this until last week. When you sign up for the mobile share plan, you also get the mobile hotspot as well.
Oh, cool.
So, and one of the things too that was real nice was that I got unlimited text, because we only had a 200 text plan.
Well, I wasn't texting anybody outside of...
But I wasn't texting people, but I had a lot of notifications come to me via text.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I would go over, but it'd only be like $5 or something like that. So, Udella, Udella said she thought about the hotspot. If you have the mobile share plan, just go on the website and look. You probably already have it, because we had it. We didn't have it before, but it said mobile hotspot was in there as well, unless I looked at it wrong. And then also, I did see on Facebook, I hope Udella doesn't mind me saying, she actually switched from, I'm assuming Android, to her iPhone. And I'm curious, Udella, as you're sitting there, I'm curious to know, how do you feel about the device? Is it nice? You know, do you miss the Android? See, I work with Android also, and I get a lot of Nexus phones, and I don't mind them. The one thing that I miss with an Android device are just the apps that I'm used to using. But that gap is closing. you know, and everything else. So
she said she's be an Apple fangirl on the iPad already.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. See, and you're already in there. So, I mean, it's kind of nice too. And that was one of the things I was thinking about doing. I was telling Renee that I was really thinking about if I wasn't able to upgrade my iPhone, I was seriously considering getting an Android. I was even considering getting the newer Windows phone as well. Because I had my work iPhone, and then I also had my regular iPad. So it makes stuff easy.
Yeah. And I want to say hey to JK Grammar and Tonda Gosa who came into the chat.
Hey, everybody.
And JK said thanks for the card. It said you were really cute.
Aw.
Woo.
I did it all by myself.
All by himself.
Yep, I sure did. So let's go ahead with some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
And so since we thank people for the background music and stuff like that, why not just play a little bit?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So Mr. Diddy's still on the Note Edge. I've heard great things about the Note Edge. Those were sold in limited quantity.
Oh, were they?
I think, because a lot of people...
I wanted that was on purpose.
I don't know. It was really weird from what I read and everything. It was, I think it was sold in limited quantity. So we haven't done movies by chance in a while, but we have started the second season of An Idiot Abroad.
It is, and it's so funny. I'm looking forward to what's going to happen, because now it's... The focus for this season is 100 things to do before you die.
Right.
So,
the bucket list. Yeah, this is the bucket list season. Yeah.
The first season was the wonders of the world.
Right.
This is the bucket list season. So,
I was wondering how they were going to actually do the seasons, because I didn't look ahead.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, how are they going to do the next season? I mean, there's only so many wonders in the world.
Yeah, I knew
to see.
That they were going
to
change it, because it was supposed to be about the wonders, and that's it. But since right. it got picked up again. They decided to expand the focus.
So it'd be cool. I hope the third season's a little different.
Yeah. I hope we have something different every season.
Right. And then, Renee, you've been watching some...
Tudors. I'm on the last season of the Tudors. And I'm telling you, very historically inaccurate, but very entertaining.
You said very inaccurate, but very entertaining.
Yeah. That's good. I love binge watching things. So I'm catching up on the Tudors, and it's so funny. I keep seeing people that are in other things. Like it has Natalie Dormer was Anne Boleyn, and there's some, and Branson from Downton Abbey is in there, and all kinds of people. Tudor has lots of boobies.
So, Udella said, but boobies, right?
Oh my gosh.
So I was sitting there, I was like, oh, she must be talking about Renee's boobies.
No. Tudors has tons of boobies.
I've noticed that because I remember coming up there to watch. I was working up there, but I was working up front with you. So I brought my laptop up there, and I was working away, and I told you to keep watching. And I looked over, and I see boobs on the TV. I'm like, whoa, what? I was like, I don't remember this being on HBO. But then come to find out...
It was on Showtime.
It was on Showtime. So Renee's been watching that. The other thing that we've been watching, we started this... I think we started watching on Friday? Friday or was it Saturday?
I don't know.
Was this weekend.
Yeah.
We started watching the first season of Castle. And right before the show, we finished the first season of Castle.
Yeah. And it's pretty good. I mean, but Jay and I both said if it wasn't for Nathan Fillion, we wouldn't be watching it.
Right, and I have to say he does a great job. I like Nathan Fillion a lot. there are some times that he channels Captain Mal.
Like you just feel it.
Oh yeah, I do, and it's amazing. I think he does a great job. I've been playing some games. I've been trying to go through my log of games. I installed Fallout New Vegas, and I played a little bit of that to find out, you know, what the hype was around it. I haven't got to the part where I can run yet.
I think you can run.
I'm still in town.
I'm pretty sure you can run eventually.
So
I can't remember.
So I played a little bit of that. I played a little bit of Space Hulk. That's a turn-based strategy game. And then I played just a little bit of Warhammer 40K. I have a bunch of Warhammer games that I have on my desktop. And because, you know, I've been itching to play. So I've been playing around with some of that real-time strategy stuff. I also installed Lord of the Rings, War of the North, or something like that. It's a hack and slash game. I started playing that a little bit. So I've been kind of bouncing around a little bit when I can, just to, you know, give some of my games a good shot and try to enjoy it and see what may stick. Because, you know, something out there will probably stick. What have you been playing? You been playing anything?
I have not been playing any games. Not even Simpsons Tapped Out.
I know. And you know we're missing the Halloween stuff.
I know. We're missing everything.
But so, you know what?
And it's funny. It doesn't faze me. It used to faze me. It doesn't even faze me anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I'm done with Simpsons or not. But I have other things going on right now.
I know one of the things that kind of hit me today was Azixa. I can't remember, Final Frontier or Battle Frontier. It's some huge game in Japan that is done beautifully. He invited me to play.
Oh, nice.
I played a little bit on my... It's a iOS device game. I played a little bit on iOS. Then I put it down, just like with any other game that... you play sometimes, and then about 4 or 5 days later it came back and notified me like, hey, come play me. Then I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that game. Not deleted.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I was like, I'm apparently not gonna play. I did the same thing for the Space War, Star Wars Frontier game that's out there. I haven't played Clash of Clans. I have some people that said I want to play Clash of Clans and stuff like that. Willie Buckshot asked, what about the Family Guy, the quest for stuff?
Yeah, if I don't have time for Simpsons, I don't have time for Family Guy, the quest for stuff. But I've heard that people like that more than the Simpsons.
See, here's my thing. I really haven't watched a lot of Family Guy.
Yeah, so you wouldn't get a lot of the references. And no. I haven't watched in years.
Right.
Years and years and years I haven't watched.
So, Family Guy, Futurama. I actually watched a little bit of Futurama. They have been on my list and everything. You know, one of the things that we forgot was this weekend.
Oh.
We didn't talk about the fun that we had this weekend.
We didn't talk about the fun this weekend. So, let's switch back to the Valentine cast.
So
we can do what we want.
Yeah. So, Deidre came into town and to celebrate... Mama Crocker and Papa Crocker's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some birthday time with Mom and Dad. And we got to spend some time with Deidre. And Demetrius came into town. And it was good seeing everybody. We went to Olive Garden to have some birthday dinner.
Oh, and I went to Olive Garden. Not only did I go to Olive Garden and have salad and breadsticks, I had 3 bowls of unlimited pasta because I have a problem with
She does not
eating.
Have a problem. Renee is pumping every 3 hours. And you said you burn 14...
It's 20 calories per ounce.
So you burn...
At least 1,400 calories.
1,400 calories.
A day.
A day. So that makes sense. That makes absolute sense.
I'm eating like all the time. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So...
And I have to say a huge, huge thank you to Diddy, to Aline, a lot of people that have been able to get me some of the Starbucks coffee mugs. So I've got those in. I got to write my first post.
I think, so exciting.
Yeah, so my first post, I think what I've decided, it's going to be a post of why I'm doing it.
Yeah, I think
and,
it's good to start with.
And kind of how it started. And it's going to start with my first mug that I bought.
Right.
And
Udella said... Oh, go on.
No, go ahead.
Udella said that she wants to burn an extra 1,400 calories a day. Let me tell you how you do it. You start lactating. And you laugh. but you can totally do it. Anybody can lactate. Female, males, everybody can lactate. You just take some diligent work and
a
sometimes
bunch of medication.
And some medication. But you too can lactate.
Yeah. So Diddy, yes, I did get it all in one piece. One of the elusive mugs that I have been trying to get, Renee actually got for me on Saturday.
Yay.
For some odd reason, the Kentucky mug is one of the hardest mugs to get. I don't know why. When you call around, everyone is like, we don't have it in. They don't have the material. We're never going to get them in. We've been waiting for them for months. They're never coming back. Good luck finding them. You suck. Go to Amazon and pay $30. And I'm like, no. I am not paying, you know, not for now. If someone happened to live in Timbuktu and they're shipping it to me and everything, I'll PayPal them the money they need to ship it if they want me to. I will do that. But I am not going to pay Joe Blow on Amazon $30 because you hoarding the Kentucky cups.
No, that's just stupid.
That's just wrong. And a friend of one friend of ours sent a Pike's Place Starbucks cup, which is the original Starbucks,
which was pretty cool.
So that was pretty cool to get that. And our try this that we're going to be doing today. Yes, you heard that right. We have a try this today that comes all the way from the last frontier, Alaska. Oh, man, just wait. That cup came in today, and it had a bunch of goodies in there. So
oh, no, that was so sweet. So
it
thank
was.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
It was. So, oh, and Maya, she had her checkup.
She did have her checkup at the cardiologist. She has a PVA, which is an open vessel in her heart. It is common in preemies. It is not closed yet. Almost closed. It's very small.
Right.
Nothing to worry about. Pretty common. Gonna check up on it at her 6-month appointment, so we're all good with that.
Yep. So,
and they're both 11 pounds.
Yes, they are both 11 pounds.
We have 11 pound babies.
Zoe's
awesome.
Almost,
they were 5 pounds at birth, and now they're
11. Zoe was almost 12 pounds.
She was. They are heavy, you can tell.
So let's go ahead and do some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
And for those that are watching live, Renee, she's holding Maya, and I am holding Miss Zoe, who's checking out the lovely artwork behind me.
Maya is very excited.
Oh, Maya is the I can't be still.
She can't be still.
She is the squirmy one. She's the one that's really bad about batting the bottle out of my hand.
Yeah, well, yeah. She's.
I need to keep going. I need to bend down real quick.
You're fine. So, I am. So with the what?
Well, we're not going to try this yet.
Why not?
Because I want to talk about roasting the chicken.
All right. Talk about roasting the chicken first.
So I roasted my first chicken. And our we bought a convectional toaster oven. How much do you like
Jay
that toaster oven?
Convectional toaster oven.
But wait a minute, you said Jay bought a convectional toaster
did.
Oven.
You did. It was you.
But what did you have to admit about the toaster oven?
I like it, and we use it a lot. So yeah.
So with this toaster oven, it is big enough that it can roast a 5 to 6, 7 pound. Chicken, whole chicken in it. So I took some olive oil and I put it on the chicken. I put some Slap Your Mama, thank you, B4 Tank Girl. And I stuck it in a gallon Ziploc bag, and I stuck it in the refrigerator for a few hours, you know, to let it do its thing. Took that chicken out, stuck a cinnamon stick in there, some basil. I cut up half of a Honeycrisp apple and stuck it in there. And I roasted this thing. How was that chicken, babe?
It was very moist. Moist. Yep. And it was flavorful, and it was a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you do it again?
I will. I have another one in there I need to pull out and let it defrost. So, been doing that. Been doing some, I did some chicken legs as well. But yeah, so Renee, want to go ahead and let's get into this, try this.
Yep, get into this, try this before Zoe has this internet fan.
So, Arlene, from Alaska. Well, she is not a native of Alaska. She just recently moved there. Oh, I think recently. But in her box that she sent us with the Starbucks Alaska cup, she sent some Alaskan gold nuggets. So can you explain these gold nuggets?
Yeah, they're wrapped in gold and they look like nuggets. I'm holding up to the camera. Look like they're loosely wrapped in little plastic foil, like Werther's, little Werther's candies. They're like a dark brown color. And they're chewy. And they're caramels.
Do you like, you don't like stuff sticking to your teeth, do you?
Yeah, but no. This is fine. This is stuff I can get out. I don't like the hard stuff that sticks to your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm breaking the cardinal rule, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome. Lots of mouth sounds.
Well, we're not smacking. We're not like...
You just did.
But that's not how I normally eat.
That's true. Very, very rich.
It is. And very delicious.
You're very good. I have an insane sweet tooth. I made 3 batches of brownies in like 2 weeks.
Right. So since the last time we've been on, we went to Costco and Renee picked up... Well, Renee wanted brownies. And for those that know me, know that I'm a huge, huge brownie fan. I love brownies. So at Costco, they have Ghirardelli brownie mix that is amazing. So it's a 6-pack. So Renee was going to go to the store and get some.
I was going to get 1 pack of brownies.
1 Betty Crocker pack of brownies.
Which is probably what I still should have done.
I said, babe, no. Please go to Costco and get that big old box, big old box of brownies. But Renee has mastered. Now here's the thing. Do not follow the directions when cooking brownies.
Ever.
Do not, because you're going to come out with brownies that's going to be crunchy like cookies. If you like your brownies moist, you like them fudgy.
Cut them by like 10 to 15 minutes.
You need to cut that time down. That's just a pro move.
Pro move.
Because when you pull it out, the chocolate and stuff is still going to cook while it's sitting out and it's cooling off. So,
yep.
Yeah, just a pro move. So, do you have anything else that... You would love to talk about food.
No, food's done. Let's move on.
All right. Let's go ahead and get a little bit of Mr. Feisty.
Valentine's.
Odds and ends.
All right. So let's scroll down here to odds and ends. So... We have some birthdays.
We do have some birthdays.
And I'm going to let you do those while I go to the past.
All right, let's do it. So we have birthdays. September 29th, Courtney's birthday. She got married. She's now Courtney Grano.
Yeah, she just had gallbladder surgery.
She did. And she's doing all right. So yay, Courtney. Sam Matrix's birthday was September the 30th.
It was.
Vlad Nico's birthday, October the 3rd.
He is now officially 18 years old.
Congratulations, you're officially an adult.
And he turned in his Eagle Scout stuff.
That's awesome.
And it's really weird because there are people that are saying, now I can talk to you, our conversations that we have.
I know, isn't that funny?
Won't feel as creepy.
It's funny. It's like an hour before his birthday, they would have been creepy.
Right.
Now perfectly fine. But that's how it works.
Right.
That's how it works. Mark Hanson Scott's birthday was October the 4th. O's birthday was October the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's birthday was October the 4th.
Dana Vag's birthday was October the 4th.
Dana Vag's birthday was October the 4th. Teresa Azoa's birthday was October the 4th.
Rogue Tess.
Everybody's birthday was October the 4th. Christina Harris, her birthday was October the 5th.
You remember who Christina Harris is, right?
I do. I don't remember her handle, but I remember.
I don't remember her handle. But
we met her.
Yeah. No, we didn't.
No. Somebody else. But wait. I know she is now.
Yeah, she was on Bull and son's girlfriend.
Yes, I remember now. Louis Starr, my bus riding buddy.
Oh, your bus driver?
Bus ride. That would have been creepy. His birthday was October the 5th. Rigor Morte. His birthday is tomorrow, Tuesday. Clinton's birthday is Wednesday. Larissa. My friend Tia's birthday is Thursday. My dad's birthday is Thursday. And also Aludra's birthday is Thursday.
So let me go through here real quick. When was the last time we did a show?
The 22nd of September.
Oh, it was the 22nd?
It was.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, never mind. You did go back far.
I did.
Go ahead, Renee.
Go on, Renee.
Wow.
Go on, girl.
And speaking of Dana Vag, whose birthday, or Dana Batusik, who's been on our show from the Shakespeare Sound, her birthday was on the 4th, and today, their second daughter was born.
Yay.
So congratulations to those guys, to Reggie and Dana. We love you guys. It was amazing to hear that the young grommet, as Reggie called him,
grommet.
Was born. So, man.
I think we should go and get out of here.
Wow. Did that feel rushed?
A little, but it's because we had babies.
I hope that didn't feel rushed.
I hope it didn't, but this is a learning period.
It is.
What we can and can't do. And we might say, hey, every other week, my mom come watch them.
Right.
We'll see. I mean, I kind of like having them, too, because I like just to cuddle with them.
Yeah, people like to see them, too. Mm-hmm. So I have to say, Renee, how have they been sleeping at night?
They have slept through the night for the past four nights. Five nights, I think. So crossing fingers that it still goes.
Yeah.
So...
they're pretty good kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep them.
And you're going to keep them. And if they regress and start, you know, waking up during the night, that's fine, too. They're kids. They're going to do what they do.
Hey, I want to let you all know, we did get an email. And this email says...
what does it say?
It says, well, I never. And Zoe's keying in on here, too. I can't believe you are farting and burping on your cast. This is so like you people. I cannot say it with a... Oh, then he said, I can't say it with a straight face. So this is Mo Halen. So he couldn't even write the letter to say complain about the babies and everything else. But he said, keep on keeping on. And he said, you should have a segment where you put the mic in front of your girls for a few seconds and ask them a question and see what they say.
Okay.
So, Zoe, are you ready to go to bed? Are you ready? You ready to go to bed? Okay. We'll ask Maya then. All right,
Maya. Are you ready to go to bed?
You ready to go to bed, Maya?
You get heavy breathing from Maya.
All right. She's the one that calling people.
I know.
Calling people and harassing them.
All right. Time to go night night.
Oh, what you got to say? What you got to say, Zoe? Yeah, you say you ready to go to bed? Okay. All right. So, if you want to reach us by email, you can do so
at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentinecast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast.
If you'd like to call us, you can do so at 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's THECAOBOY. Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow, THEICEFLOW. If you want to catch up with how the girls are doing, you can do so at Renee's blog, valentinemom.com. And here soon, with my cups and everything else that I'm going to be doing, travelingcup.com. Yep, we'll see you guys. If not next week, it'll be 2 weeks.
Yep.
So I'm going to call next week. So I'm going to go ahead and say, well, you know what? You know what? Just watch the Twitter feed.
Watch the feed. We'll see.
So you guys have a great week. Thank you, chat room. You're like family to us. Thank you for being here so much. And we can't wait to have more of you as guests in our house. Talk to you all later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now.
Boop, 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 boop.